And here's the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, June 29th, 2013. On this day in 1613, the original Globe Theatre in London burned down. It was built by Shakespeare's acting company, the Lord Chamberlain's Men, in 1599. It was a round wooden building with a thatched roof with balconies for the gentry. A cannon was fired during a performance of Henry VIII to mark the king's entrance. The thatched roof caught fire, and the whole theater was lost in an hour. It was rebuilt the next year, but taken down in 1644 to make space for tenements after the Puritans closed all the theaters. A replica, the new Globe Theater, was built in the mid-1990s. On this day in 1921, Edith Wharton became the first woman to receive the Pulitzer Prize for her novel, The Age of Innocence. And it was on this day in 1956 that President Eisenhower signed the Federal Highway Act, which established the interstate highway system. As a general during the Second World War, Eisenhower was impressed by Germany's Autobahn system, and he decided that the United States needed something comparable. After the war, the economy was booming, and Eisenhower decided the time was right to push through his program. It was a great boon for hotel and fast food chains, which sprung up by the interstate exits. It was a boon for suburban living, too, since commuting was faster and easier than before. But it was not necessarily good for American literature. When John Steinbeck took a cross-country trip with his dog and wrote Travels with Charlie, he traveled only on the interstate for one section, on I-90 between Erie, Pennsylvania, and Chicago, and he wrote, "These great roads are wonderful for moving goods, but not for inspection of a countryside. You are bound to the wheel, and your eyes to the car ahead, and to the rear-view mirror for the car behind, and at the same time, you must read all the signs for fear you may miss some instructions or orders. No roadside stand selling squash juice, no antique stores, no farm products. When we get these throughways across the whole country, as we will and must, it will be possible to drive from New York to California without seeing a single thing." And here's a poem by Mary Oliver, little summer poem touching the subject of faith. "Every summer I listen and look under the sun's brass and even in the moonlight, but I can't hear anything. I can't see anything, not the pale roots digging down, nor the green stalks muscling up, nor the leaves deepening their damp pleats, nor the tassels making, nor the shucks, nor the cobs. And still every day the leafy fields grow taller and thicker, green gowns lifting up in the night, showered with silk. And so every summer I fail as a witness, seeing nothing. I am deaf, too, to the tick of the leaves, the tapping of downwardness from the banyan feet, all of it happening beyond all seeable proof or hearable hum. And therefore, let the immeasurable come. Let the unknowable touch the buckle of my spine. Let the wind turn in the trees and the mystery hidden in dirt swing through the air. How could I look at anything in this world and tremble and grip my hands over my heart? What should I fear? One morning, in the leafy green ocean, the honeycomb of the corn's beautiful body is sure to be there." A poem by Mary Oliver, little summer poem touching the subject of faith, from her collection West Wind, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.